Life is a battlefield. Every day you're tested by others, challenged by society, and pushed to the limit by your inner struggles. To overcome, you must have the mindset of a warrior, at peace at all times, conscious of your true power, and present in every moment. Warriors are properly prepared to perform at the highest level. This is Way of Warrior Radio, helping you fight the good fight. And now, a man well-versed in trauma and drama, he's battle-hardened, and he has your six. Here is Way of Warrior Radio's Mr. Scott V. Black.
Have you ever thought about your struggles? Have you ever thought about your thinking? Have you ever piped in to what's going on in your head and you're blown away? Like, where did that come from, right? Well, welcome to Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. And today, I want to let you know, with all of our focus, with all of our attention on everything out there, can I suggest, maybe, possibly, that the problem is not out there? The problem's in here. But before you beat yourself up on that, can I tell you, that's some good news. Because if the problem is in here, then guess where the solution is? The solution, as well, is in here. You know the story about the Chinese general who had a noble cause. He wanted to change the world. And so he sat down and diligently thought about how he could change the world, and he realized he had to back it up a little bit. He had to start with his country, since he had authority in his country. And so he sat down to diligently figure out how he was going to change his country. And again, he had to back it up, because he had to first start with his community, since he and his family resided in that community. And so as he sat down to diligently figure out how he was going to change his community, he had to back it up again. And he had to change his family, because his family was the pillar of said community. And so as he sat down to diligently figure out how he's going to change his family, he again had to back it up. And he realized that it's all about the man in the mirror. You see, no matter how gifted you are, no matter how determined you are, no matter how passionate you are, the only person we can truly change is ourselves. And as we change ourselves, the impact of that change affects those around us, those in our world. And so as we change ourselves and improve ourselves, it affects our family, and our family improves. Our family gets better. And as our family gets better, it affects those in our world, the family's world. And so our community gets better. And as we change our community, again, that affects those that we come in contact in our world. And that changes our country. And that, listener, just might change the world. Who are you running around wanting to change, when the only person we can truly change is ourselves? And so if we would get our eyes off of everybody else and get our eyes on ourselves, the good book puts it this way. And I believe it was Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, possibly wrong, but I think it was Jesus who said this. Why are you so wrapped up in the splinter in your brother's eye, when you got a plank coming out of yours? There's a pandemic. It's not COVID. It's not RSV. It's not black lung fever. It's mental health. It's poor mental health. We are mentally overwhelmed, overloaded, overcome, overstressed, overdone. And that's why depression and suicide are rocking our country. They're destroying our families, but we got to get in the battle. We got to fight the good fight for our sanity. Because no matter how much money we make, no matter how many times we make love to our spouse a week, when people close to us are contemplating and committing suicide, when people closest to us don't want to get out of bed, when people closest to us have no reason, no purpose for living, that matters. I got this off the internet. I don't know who to give credit to. My apologies. It's called Alone in Suicide. Who cares who weeps? All is lost and the sickle reaps. Blank eyes look deep. Love and hope crumble to the feet. I don't care if I've made my mark on this angry world. That's left me in the dark. Just cut a message on my stone. I want to be alone. I want to die. Feel the knots twisting inside as I look to the bullets to be my guide. In a razor's edge, should I confide to open my veins and bleed them dry? Oh, the endless pressure, how can I cope? I try to release, but the valves are all broke. A psychotic grasp upon my throat. I want to hang the rope. Death you feel is your friend as it calls from the black unknown. Voices hounding at your mind echo to the bone, alone in suicide. I used to honor my day of birth, cherish life and place it first, but now I view it as a curse. Dig my grave, rent a hearse. Yes, every morning I take a walk that leaves me trapped in an empty box, a liar's face and the voice that mocks. I want to stop the clock. Death you feel is your friend as it calls from the black unknown. Voices hounding at your mind echo to the bone, alone in suicide. Salvation calls to the lonely. On the abused redemption falls. God gave his all that you might know him. Tear down the walls. What have you got to lose? Salvation calls to all the lonely people. Tear down the walls. You've been abused. God gave them all to all of the lonely people. He stretched out his arms and died for you. Today, on Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight, I want to get to the heart of the issue. It's in our head. The daily, moment-to-moment battle is in our mind. When the good book talks about our heart, it's really talking about our primary focus. That's why it alludes to the concept, where your heart is, there you will also find your treasure. What you value, what you desire, what you fear, what you crave, what you put on your throne. Good or bad, resourceful or not resourceful, helpful or hurtful, victim or victor, bitter or better. Today, on Like It Matters Radio, Way of the Warrior, we're going to talk about the battle is in the mind. Remember, between the stimulus and the response, there's a space, and in that space is our power, is our freedom. And we've created a world with over 300 exabytes of human-made information. Think about that. The human brain is loaded daily with 34 gigabytes of information. We only use 3 to 5% of our brain consciously. We function most of the time at an unconscious level. Why do you need to know this? Because warriors, the battle's not out there. The battle's in here. Two men sit behind bars. One sees mud. The other sees stars. I'm Mr. Black. After the break, we'll continue with the battle of the mind. Be right back.
Take a listen to these words about Like It Matters Leadership Awakening from a recent attendee.
Leadership Awakening is like nothing else. It's incomparable to any other training that I've been through, and that's executive, professional, communication training, to how to hold a fork. The Leadership Awakening is a deep mental experience where I was forced to challenge my mind in a way that I've never been challenged before. And there's nothing like it. There's no way to explain it with words. You have to experience it.
Leadership Awakening. Change your heart. Change your mind. Change your life. Go to likeitmatters.net/schedule for the next Leadership Awakening.
It's not only changing lives, it's saving lives.
That's likeitmatters.net/schedule.
If I was your mother and you had a drug problem, I'd grab you by the ear and make you call and get help. You can be in treatment tomorrow and start to get clean in 7 days. Follow Mom's advice and call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. Write this number down.
800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. That's 800-210-7907.
Welcome back to Way a Warrior, fighting the good fight. And I have so many people ask me, what is the good fight? Well, that's what you got to figure out. It's all about existential reason for being here. Why are you here? Why do you get up each day, do what you do, go home at night, get the next day and do it again and again and again? What is your good fight? Why are you here? And if you're a child of God, why did God create you and put you on this planet? And once he saved you, why did he keep you on this planet instead of bringing you home? See, we got to find our reason why, our purpose. And that's why this is Way of Warrior. We're learning to fight the good fight. There are many battles out there, but today we're focusing on the battle in here. That's the difference. See, it's in our head, people. The battle is in our head. The daily, moment-by-moment battle is in our mind. When the good book talks about our heart, it's really talking about our primary focus. Where your heart is, there you will find your treasure. Good or bad, respectful or not resourceful. I mean, resourceful or not resourceful. Helpful or hurtful, victim or victor, bitter or better. And so today, we're talking about the battle is in the Lord. The battle is in the mind. Sorry, I got my son in here to distract me. I apologize about that. So today, what we're working on is what we have absolute control over. This is the good part. I'm talking about our mind. You know, I have this meme from Facebook, and it shows one guy with his finger up talking to another guy with a big smile. And he says, instead of saying I trust science and experts, it would be more honest to say I don't have the cognitive capacity to think critically for myself. And so I default to believing whatever most people believe so that I never have to feel as gullible as I actually am. And amen and ouch. I used to have a pastor friend of mine that said, if you can't say amen, say ouch, because amen is mean I'm in agreement with you. That's what amen means. Amen. I'm in agreement with you. Right on. Thumbs up. That's what amen means. But ouch means, man, that hit a little close to home, right? It was Jesus who himself said, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But somebody else, much later than Jesus, added to it. He said, the truth will set you free. But first, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. And warriors, we got to know how to use the tools at our disposal. We are a triune creation. We have three parts to ourselves. We have a spirit. We have a body. And we have a consciousness. You can call it a heart, body, and soul. You can call it mind, body, spirit, whatever you want to call it, right? I am a spirit. We are not fleshly creatures having a spiritual experience. We are spirit, and we spend up to 120 years in the flesh on this planet. But this is the minor leagues, people. I live in a body. It's my vehicle. I got to old Chevy Nova this time around. Hopefully I get a BMW or a Cadillac next time around, right? And I'm talking about eternal in the millennium. But I am not the body. And I do possess the consciousness, my mind. And I am not the mind. I am the spirit. So the real me is the spirit. The body is the medium by which my spirit expresses itself, and I possess the consciousness. That is every single human being, whether they know a personal, intimate God or don't. We are spiritual beings, have a fleshly experience. This is the minor leagues. Think about the three planes that we experience on this planet. There are more than three planes that God experiences, but we only have three. We have a physical plane, we have a conscious plane, and we have a spiritual plane. Plant life lives on a physical plane. I'd say cars are on a physical plane. Microphone is on a physical plane. Now, animal life exists on two planes, not just a physical plane, but also a conscious plane, right? And the animal soul is their personality, their demeanor, the way they do what they do inside that body. That's their soul. So animal life exists on a physical and a conscious plane, whereas man exists on three planes. We live on a physical plane. My body's physical. My brain is physical. We live in a conscious plane because my brain creates thoughts that are not physical. They're beyond physical. And me, myself, I'm not the body. If you want to see me, you got to look into my eyes because I am the soul, the spirit, I should say, that is occupying this body. My spirit running my body is my soul. My spirit running my brain is my mind. And we are separated from other animals. In the same degree by which plant life and just non-existent life that's has a form like a car or a truck or a desk, in the same degree by which that is separated from the animal life by the inclusion of the consciousness, so we, man, is separated from the animal life by the inclusion of the spirit. And each one of those have ways to work. You know, my son-in-law is a doctor. And I want you to know this. As a doctor, my son can use instruments that I could have access to that will not do anything in my hands, but in his hands, they can save a life. But in my hands, I could probably take a life. So you got to understand, we have a body. It's a machine. Just like some people's cars running down around out there and some people's cars are running nicely. You got to know how the machine works. Because there's battle, right? You get hangry. You know the Snickers commercial. You're having a bad day because you haven't eaten all day. So you have low blood sugar. So now you're hangry. And now you're some coach who walks around talking like Marilyn Monroe. Right? You got my point? There's a body that releases 63 known chemicals. So you got to know how to make it work effectively. But you're not the body and you have a brain. The battle's in the mind. I keep telling you, it's your spirit running your brain is your mind. And the Bible's clear with evidence telling you the battle's in the mind. Hold your thoughts captive, the obedience of Christ. Transform your thinking. Do not think like the way of this world. Guard your heart for all the issues of life stem from it. Focus only on those things that are good and pure. Forgive. Do not remember past transgressions. How many times do you forgive your brother? Not 7 times 7, 70 times 70. Whatever it takes, one more time than you need to. How about that? And so part of this warrior training is to figure out how to fully get the body working for you. I put in 20-hour days in a 2.5-day training that I teach. I'm 58 years old. I run circle around teenagers. I get over 105,000 steps on my Fitbit every 2.5-day course, and it's done in a hotel meeting room. I'm jumping up and down. I'm running around at 3 in the morning, and I'm up at 6 in the morning. Why? Because I get my body to function at a high level, even though I'm 58, even though I'm 60 pounds overweight. Why? Because it's the mind runs the body. And in my learning over 40 years of reprogramming myself, cleaning myself up, getting rid of that stuff, I've learned a lot about patterns, about systems. My background is in neurolinguistic programming, which is God's owner's manual for the human experience. And so I teach you about the mind because the mind runs the body. But you are not the brain and you're not the body. They're both carbon-based life forms. They have 120 maximum lifespan. They will be worm food someday. You are the spirit and you are eternal and you will be either with God for eternity or separate from God. You can put whatever words you want on those two things. And so you got to understand how we work. And this is the key. See, everything comes down to how do we process it. It doesn't matter what happens to us in life. That's not what matters. What matters is how do we explain it to ourselves. What matters is do we forgive? Do we forget? Do we choose not to remember? Because by time a child is 6 years old, and I think it was 5 years old, actually, Dr. Alfred Adler said, by time a child is 5 years old, the majority of their map of reality is in place. And the problem is, at 6 years old, we don't always make the best choices. At 6 years old, we can't really cognitively process the way we want. And what happens, we got to create belief systems to figure out the world that we're in that we don't know about. We have parents that are supposed to teach us about that. But what happens when our parents are still learning? What happens when our parents are still struggling and they're out doing drugs and partying and living their life? Just with the addition of a couple kids, right? We create belief systems. We get overwhelmed. This is why you got to realize the battles in the mind. And think about this. I've been told that we have about 34 gigabytes of information that go through our mind a week through mobile phones, entertainment services, internet, electronic mail, all this stuff, TV. We take in about 105,000 words or 23 words per second. Think about that. And they add pictures and video games and all that. We get to 34 gigabytes of information. Not a week. Oh, no. I misspoke. Per day. Think about that. That's a lot. Add to that the 18 to 20,000 thoughts per day that Dr. Susan Leaf says we have. And you can see how people are in information overload. They're listening to 22 podcasts. They're reading the Cliff Notes. They're listening to podcasts at two times the speed. They're listening to 12 podcasts a day. Why? They're overloading themselves with information. The problem is they're not cleaning up what's going on between the stimulus and the response. And this is what I want to help you do. Between the stimulus and the response, there's a space. And in that space is our power, our freedom. And you got to figure out how we work. There are HR 101s. Any behavior reinforced with a positive outcome will repeat itself. Hurting people hurt people. These are rules for being human. And unless you know the rules of that body, unless you know how that mind works, unless you know the spiritual things that are important, you will never live the life that you've been created to live. And that's what this journey, that's what the way of the warrior is about, becoming all that you were created to be. After the break, I'm going to talk about this psychologist named Edward Thorndike and some work he did with cats because he learned something 130 years ago that will forever change our lives if we learn it. I'm Black. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-246-1687. 800-246-1687.
What can you do in 48 hours that changes your life? Like It Matters Leadership Awakening. Listen to this 22-year law enforcement veteran with PTSD compare Leadership Awakening to other training he's received.
You focus on the individual. I think you kind of answered the why question, whereas a lot of the other programs that are out there, I don't want to say they put a Band-Aid on it, but they don't do a very good job of going into the why. And, you know, why am I doing this? Why is my brain revert back to the images? You know, why do I get depressed? And like you said, right, it's a choice.
48 hours. Give Mr. Black and Leadership Awakening just 48 hours, and it will change the course of your life. Go to likeitmatters.net and click on Schedule for Leadership Awakening near you. That's likeitmatters.net. Just click on Schedule. Leadership Awakening, where 48 hours will change your life.
Welcome back to Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. And if you really want to be equipped to fight your good fight, go to likeitmatters.net. I have my last leadership training, 2.5 days in the world of Mr. Black. I guarantee you, you will come out cleaned up, fired up, ready to take on your battles and be more efficient, more effective than at any time in your life. Got a small class. You can just go to likeitmatters.net. I'd love to see you in class with me tomorrow right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth. Today, we're talking about the battles in the mind. And why this matters is because I want to equip my listeners. I want to equip people. My purpose in my life is to lighten people's burden. My purpose in my life is to help people maximize the potentials they were created with. To become the George Bernard Shaw they could have been. It's one of my favorite stories I tell. George Bernard Shaw was a famous writer, and near the end of his life, he was with a group of reporters. And one of the reporters asked George a simple question. Hey, George, knowing what you know now, if you were to live your life all over again, and you could be anybody you wanted to be, who would you be? He thought about it for a moment. He said, you know what? If I could be anybody I wanted to be, I would be the George Bernard Shaw that I could have been. And what he was talking about, living to his full potential, without the fear, without the doubt, without the limiting belief systems. You know, I shared a story that was out of Minneapolis yesterday. The juveniles, young people, are committing highly offensive crimes. And they're doing it more and more and more. And people are confused. And people are wondering why. And people want to lower standards. And they want to make things easy. And can't we all just get along and spare the rod? And hey, these aren't bad people. Hey, they're just doing bad things. Here's the problem. If good people are doing bad things, then they get in trouble and there's a consequence. And because they're good people, they choose to do good things again and stop doing bad things. But if you remove the get in trouble and if you remove the consequence, the whole formula breaks down. You know, I do a lot of reading, and one of the books I've read lately about 10 times is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And in there, shares this great story about Dr. Thorndike and cats, and anybody knows me knows I'm a cat guy. So I thought I'd share the story with you. This is right from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. He said, in 1898, a psychologist named Edward Thornburg conducted an experiment that would lay the foundation for our understanding of how habits form and the rules. Do you hear that? Rules. Not opinions, not feelings. We live in a world that's so wrapped up in opinions and feelings. You got to realize that we're supposed to be learning how to be critical thinkers. This is what I do this radio show for. You know, Einstein talked about education, and one of my outcomes is education. And by education, I do not mean the learning of mere facts and figures. Einstein identified education as the learning of the mind to think, not the learning of facts and figures, but the training of the mind to think. And any argument, what do you think selling is? A gaining agreement. Selling is nothing more than gaining an agreement for someone to buy your product, your service, your hand in marriage, your belief in God. And what's being sold today and the crap that people are buying is offensive. And the only reason it could happen is because people aren't critically thinking anymore. You got ethos, which is the ethical appeal in an argument. You got pathos, which is the emotional appeal of an argument. And you got logos, which is the appeal to logic. And we don't take logic anymore, and we don't take ethics anymore, and it's all about pathos. So in 1898, Edward Thorndike was interested in studying the behavior of animals, and he started working with cats. He would take cats and place them inside a device known as a puzzle box. The box was designed so the cat could escape through a door, quote, by some simple act. You know, they had to pull out a loop of cord, they had to press on a lever, something they had to do that would initiate this door coming up, and then they would go through it, okay? One box contained a lever that, when pressed, would open a door on the side of the box. Once the door had opened up, the cat could dart out and run over to a bowl of food. You know, it's conditioning. Most cats, as soon as you put them in there, wanted to escape as soon as they were in there. They would poke around, stick their nose in the corner, stick their paws through openings, and claw at loose objects. After a few minutes of exploration, the cats would happen to press the magical lever, and voila! The door would open, and they would escape. Thorndike tracked the behavior of each cat across many trials. In the beginning, the animals moved around the box at random, but as soon as the lever had been pressed and the door opened, the process of learning began. So gradually, each cat started to associate. See, this is what we do. We're little meaning makers. We associate things. Remember I said by the time a child is 6 years old, a majority of their map of reality is in place. This is what we do. We do something, we get feedback, we see if we like it or don't like it. If we like it, we do it again. If we don't like it, we do our best not to do it. That is basic conditioning. We are creatures of habit. This is how we learn things. God knows this. Why do you think God never gives us more than two choices whenever he gives us choice? Why? Because we're easily confused. We're sheep. And God knows that. That will follow anybody. That will stick our head in the sand, that we need protection. See, each animal started associating an action with an outcome because that's what animals do. After 20 to 30 trials, this behavior became so automatic and habitual that the cat could escape within a few seconds. He used the example of one cat. He tracked this cat. So, first of all, it took him 160 seconds to do it the first time, 30 seconds to do it the second time, 90 seconds third. Then here's the progression, 60, 15, 28, 20, 30, 22, 11, 15, 20, 12, 10, 14, 10, 8, 8, 5, 10, 8, 6, 6, 7. Now, during the first three trials, think about this, the cat escaped in the average of 90 seconds. Now, in the last three trials, 6.3 seconds. To go from 90 seconds to 6.3 seconds with about 30 repetitions. Think about that. This is how people learn. This is how creatures learn. We practice. With practice, each cat made fewer errors and their actions become quicker and more automatic. This is how we're supposed to be. This is why I say requisite variety. An element in a system with the most flexibility has the most power and the most control. This is how we work. See, rather than repeat the same mistakes over and over, the cat, just like the human, begins to cut straight to the solution. And so get this. This is huge. Almost 130 years ago, from his studies, Thorndike described the learning process by stating this, get this, behaviors followed by satisfying consequences tend to be repeated. And those that produce unpleasant consequences are less likely to be repeated. Did you get that? Did you get that? That's so huge. That is so big. I don't know if you realize that, because any behavior reinforced will tend to repeat itself. Any behavior reinforced with a positive outcome will repeat itself. What is a habit? A habit is a behavior that has been repeated enough times to become automatic. And what are those habits? Those things that we do that get us results that we want. Now, it might not look like it on the outside, but remember in Charles Duhigg's book, The Power of Habit, and then in James Clear's book also, Atomic Habits. Remember, habits are four things. There's a cue, There's a emotional spurring on. And then there's a response. And there's a reward. A cue, a craving, a response, and a reward. This is how you work. Even in the 12 universal laws, I don't know if you know this, I covered this one time, there are 12 universal laws that go back thousands of years, and they're basically based on the Hermetic philosophy, the seven laws, and in both of those, the 12 laws and the seven laws, do you know what law is in both of those? The law of cause and effect. Relatively straightforward. This law highlights the direct relationship between actions and consequences. What's important to note here is we often can't see the effects right away, but they will come back around. See, in the pathogenic process and the disease process, if zero is dead and 100 is pure healthy, do you realize we're at 60? We get to 60 before we see the symptoms. And this is what's happening around us. As a warrior, we got to be aware. Warriors are prepared for a battle that might not ever take place, but it's better. It's far better to be prepared for a battle that might not take place rather than not being prepared for one that does. And so we got to understand our battlefield. We got to understand what's going on. If you don't know what is the cause of a problem, how do you address the healing? How do you address the symptom? If you don't know why we're in the mess we're in, then how do we ever get out of the mess? And warriors, it's time to be critical thinkers. Warriors, it's time to realize that we are a three-part creature, that we have a body that has rules. We have a brain and a mind that has rules, but we are the spirit. After the break, I want to let you know why the rule of cause and effect is responsible for some of the struggles that we have in our brain today. I'm Black. And we'll be right back.
Give me 48 hours and I will give you a new beginning. Give me 48 hours and I will give you hope. Give me 48 hours and I will give you your power back. Because between the stimulus and the response, there's a space. And in that space is your freedom. It is your power.
At Like It Matters Leadership Awakening, 48 hours will change the course of your life. Discover the very purpose of your life, along with the ability to achieve. Give Mr. Black 48 hours in the next Leadership Awakening. Sign up at likeitmatters.net/schedule.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my two teenagers, an 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Leadership Awakening is coming to a location near you. Details at likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. So glad you're joining me. You know, you could spend your time anywhere you wanted, but instead, you choose to spend it here. And the cool thing about that is you're working on yourself. And this is what I want to do here. I want to teach you how you work so you can function a higher level. You know, I think it's Jacob Riis who said, you know, look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet the 101st blow, it was split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all had become before it. See, that last whack of the hammer was no different than the 100 or the 1,000 that came before it. But the key is you got to keep swinging. And most people would quit swinging after 5, 10, 15. You know, supposedly some guy had 10,000 opportunities to not make an incandescent light bulb. Maybe it was 1,000. I don't know how many Edison did there. But I'll tell you what, most people would have stopped about 10 or 15. But each time Edison did it, he found one more way. It was like it's like the salesman who gets a no and then cheers. And people go, why are you so excited? He goes, because, man, I got one more no, and that means I'm one no closer to a yes. See, it's about mindset. It's about attitude. It's about determination. It's about commitment. It's about a bunch of BS. It's belief system. You got to understand how people work. We have laws. We have systems. We have patterns. Neuro-linguistic programming, my background, which I'm a master in, is all about patterns. How do you do what you do? That's why I'm so good at helping you clean up your life. It's not me doing it. I help you do it because you're working perfectly. Every single one of us is working perfectly. Now, I did not say we were perfect. I said we're working perfectly. In other words, we're getting ourselves exactly the results we have programmed ourselves to get. So you got to be smarter, like an Einstein, man. Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's a pollo loco. That's a crazy chicken. You don't need to be crazy. The flip side of Einstein's coin is this. If you don't like the results, change the approach. As you change the approach, you change the results. Let me give you the simple feedback loop behind all human behavior. I don't care what your skin color. I don't care who your God is. I don't care what bathroom you sleep use or who shares your bed when you go to sleep or do that stuff that you're not sleeping. This is how you work as a human being. It's a feedback loop. It's behind all human behavior. You do something. You have an outcome. Let's call it a fail. You learn some from that. And then you do something different. With practice, the useless movements fade away and the useful actions get reinforced. That's a habit forming. However, if you're not in control of it, then it doesn't matter. This is why, even though we're made to work on autopilot, this is why if we know how we work, we can function at a much higher level. This is why we got to use our noggin. We have one organ in our body that never has to deteriorate. That's the human brain. In her great book called I Make Myself Sick, Dr. Caroline Leaf, actually the book's called, I apologize, Who Switched Off My Brain? I labeled this quote of hers, I Make Myself Sick. The book is Who Switched Off My Brain? And here's what she said, and it should wake up every able-minded warrior. Quote, research shows that around 87% of illnesses can be attributed to our thought life. Did you hear that? And we have 18 to 20,000 thoughts per day. Think about that. I mean, that is massive. 87% of illnesses can be attributed to our thought life and approximately 13% to diet, genetics, and environment. Studies conclusively link more chronic diseases, which she calls lifestyle diseases, to an epidemic of toxic proportions in our culture. These, quote, toxic emotions cause migraines, hypertension, strokes, cancer, skin problems, diabetes, and infections, allergies, just to name a few. Despite all the marvels of modern high-tech medicine and decades of innovative research, these illnesses are increasing worldwide. This is a clarion call. I deal with people of all levels, of all nationalities, of all belief systems from around the world. I'm amazed at how we all struggle similarly. We live in a world that is living in their head, a world in deep thought, meeting and discussing and thinking, but consider, what is it thinking? What is thinking anyways? It's talking to ourselves. It's self-talk. Large parts of depression can be traced back to the way we talk to ourselves. You gotta get that. Our thoughts, our self-talk is driven by our beliefs and wrapped up in our emotions. It's a simple pattern and identifiable if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Look up Dr. Albert Ellis, one of the most successful psychologists and looked after psychologists. Rational psychology. And he traces basically almost everything that goes wrong in our life to our stinking thinking, to our thought process. I'm a leadership trainer. I help people overcome. And one thing we have to ask ourselves, leaders, what's holding us back? You've always been capable to accomplish everything God has for you. A lot of us settle for God's low-hanging fruit. God has a preferred will and a permissive will. God's preferred will is that none shall perish. God's preferred will is that all shall come to him in a saving relationship. But the truth is, God gives us free will. And our will, when it overrides God's will, creates a separation. Because there was no time in the beginning. Because there was one will, Yahweh's will. And when there became more than one will, that was when time began. So in my leadership class, I have a list of the 20 most common blocks to leadership and what's holding people back. Fear of risking, lack of commitment, rescuer, victim, indecisiveness, low expectation of others, fear of failure, closed-minded, critical thinker, lack of focus, wanting to be liked, low self-worth, low self-esteem, focusing on problems, controlling versus empowering, the ultimate battle of the leader-manager. Having to work hard, having to be perfect, fear of rejection, fear of embarrassment, lack of purpose. Don't you hear it? All those things are in our head. It's a bunch of BS. And remember, what I call BS is not the cow patties in the fields in Texas. What I call BS is belief system. And that's the battle. The primary battle in our head is the battle for our true identity. And that is a battle of the mind. And I'm going to be honest with you as well. That spiritual battle. That battle to find answer the God question. That battle to be congruent, to align ourselves with our Creator's purpose for our life and Creator's will for our existence on this planet. It's about yourself. It's about your situation. It's about your prospects. It's about your potential. It's about your pain. You see, the study, 43% of millennials don't know, don't care, or don't believe God exists. That's an empty void. We're all created with a void in our heart in the shape of God. We were made for God's glory. We were made for relationship. It's like my pets, my Gary or my Susan or my Stuart or my Freddie. These are my cat. These are my Clowder. I got five cats. Baby girl's the other one. It's like them saying, I don't want a relationship with Scott. I just want to live here and eat here, but I don't want him to tell me what to do. I don't want him to have any control over me. What type of relationship would I have with my cats? And then I wonder, why do I have cats? Because I bought them. I had them for a relationship. I had them for love. I had them so that I could have some connection. And if they're not interested in connecting with me, then I know a lot of other cats that are. By the way, Gallup study finds parents' political ideology plays a significant role in adolescent mental health. Only 55% of adolescents of liberal parents reported good or excellent mental health, compared to 77% of those with conservative. It's proven over and over and over that children's depression, if their parents are liberal, is far higher than children who have conservative parents. Why? Because of freedom, because of love for God, because of forgiveness, because of self-responsibility. The battle's in the mind. Let me help you wage a great battle. I am Mr. Black reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, the way of the warrior, it does.
You have been listening to Mr. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.